60% of Australians have trouble understanding the information given to them by doctors or other health professionals. And people who do not speak English as their dominant language are overrepresented in this statistic. It's Multicultural Health Week in New South Wales, and the theme is health literacy of new and emerging communities. Lisa Woodland is director of the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service, and she spoke with The Wire's Malvika Hemanth about what prompted the theme of health literacy.
We know that for people who are newly arrived to Australia, the healthcare system here can be very different to the system in their country of origin. And it can be really complex and hard to navigate. We also know that there's a lot of translated information for some of our more established, culturally and linguistically diverse communities. So this year, for Multicultural Health Week, we decided to focus on new and emerging communities and to develop a video in 20 languages, some of which are very new to New South Wales, to give people some introductory information about the role of general practitioners, how to access an emergency department and when to access an emergency department, how to use their Medicare card and when to use it. Just some very introductory information so that they feel more confident in approaching a health professional and being sure that they're in the right place at the right time and that they can get the health care that they need.
What other health services are available in New South Wales to people who speak languages other than English?
Across all of public hospitals, community health centres and other places, all of our services are supported by interpreter services. We have a healthcare interpreter service for each of our local health districts. So we're able to provide, through interpreters, healthcare in people's language. We also have a range of translated health information available to us, and that's on our Multicultural Health Communication website. And again, this year, what we've prioritised for Multicultural Health Week is to develop some simple fact sheets in new and emerging languages about accessing healthcare in Australia.
Do you think these new health videos and these health fact sheets will remove some of the anxiety faced by Australians in New South Wales who do not speak English, the dominant language, to seek out help sooner from medical professionals?
I think that they will help. They'll help explain the healthcare system. And I guess there's a couple of different ways that we thought the videos and the fact sheets could be used. One way is to support community education sessions. So we know we have a lot of community organisations as well as health services that can go to community groups and give them information about the health system. And so this is a support for those more interactive sessions and I guess a starting point for people to be able to ask questions. And we hope that that just gives people some confidence that the health system is available to them and interested in providing them with the best quality healthcare that we can provide.
Do you think this will help address Australia's low health literacy levels?
I think that it's part of the solution. When we provide communities with information, we need to do that in plain English, in ways that they can understand that information, and then translate it into the languages that they speak. But we also need to think about the health service as an organisation and how we can reduce the burden on patients that come into our system in terms of understanding health information. So we need to make sure that when, as a health professional, if we're seeing a patient, that we speak to them in a way that they understand and they have an opportunity to ask us questions. Have to make sure that communication is appropriate in every instance so that the patient and the health professional can walk away from that interaction feeling confident that they've had the right conversation and the right treatment plans in place.
Should these multicultural initiatives extend to other states?
We know that we have quite a diverse community here in New South Wales, but that's true across the country. And even in small towns, there are people who speak languages other than English, and often they're quite isolated geographically as well. So I think these types of resources are actually applicable across the country, and would really encourage other people to either use these resources or to develop similar resources for their communities.
Lisa Woodland, Director of the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hayman.